The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness, now in its 27th year. Your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who is not a doctor, and while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
Here's a surprising way to reduce sunburn pain. Vitamin D, the vitamin that's actually created when you expose your skin to the sun, can soothe the redness of blistering sunburn, and the redness and blistering, I should say. This from the Journal of Investigative Dermatology. They have studied these subjects who took a high dose of vitamin D within an hour of getting burned, and they experienced a 69% reduction in a marker of sunburn pain and redness within 48 hours. So isn't that ironic that the vitamin that is created when you expose your skin to the sun is the one that treats sunburn or the effects of it. All right, and another interesting article on the fact that having one doctor is better than having many. Seeing the same doctor doesn't just give the comfort of a familiar face. It might save your life. This was an analysis of 22 studies from 9 nations with varying health systems. And what they found was that people who saw the same doctor over time had lower death rates. Earlier research showed that people who see the same doctor consistently take up preventative health care more often, and that might be why it's more likely that this is the case. And they're also more likely to follow medical advice and have fewer hospital admissions. So familiarity may improve patient-doctor communication. It makes sense, you know. I remember I was with an HMO. You know what HMO stands for? Health Manipulating Organization. No, but anyway, I was with this HMO, and they'd always pawn me off to a different doctor every time I went for another appointment. I'd meet a doctor I had never met before, and that sucked. Anyway, but that's another program. Get off my medical soapbox here. Hey, she's been featured on CBS News, MSNBC, as well as Fox Network, which is the network we're affiliated here on the station with. Dr. Sandra Dalton-Smith, she has books and articles that are also found in Women's Day, Prevention Magazine, Good Housekeeping, and other publications. And today she's with us in just a matter of minutes here on Dr. Health Radio to delve into her new book, Sacred Rest, Recover Your Life, Renew Your Energy, and Restore Your Vitality. Now, at the end of this program this morning, you will have the information you need to feel more rested and rejuvenated. How about that? And in the process, you're going to be healthier and happier, which is the whole reason that we bring you Dr. Health each and every week at this time, to make you a healthier person. So Dr. Sandra Dalton-Smith coming up after a few announcements and weekly features. Hey, a word about drhealthradio.com. That's our website. It's currently being updated for the podcasting of previously aired shows. I recently discovered there was a glitch, and so that work should be completed, just to let you know. For those of you going to it on a regular basis, it should be completed by next week. And by the way, if you haven't made a note of the web address, and you can go to it today, but you might not be able to access the previous shows, but you can always go to drhealthradio.com. You spelled the word doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, healthradio.com. Okay. Also, if you want a double dose of an audio prescription of health information, we have it for you each and every Saturday night, as our show is rebroadcast at 9 p.m. this evening on the station you're listening to right now. All right, let's go to the fitness file. Okay, N-acetylcysteine, that's a substance. You just need to remember it as NAC. If you go to a pharmacy and ask for NAC or a health food store, that's where it they specialize in selling this. It's an over-the-counter, well, it's cough medicine, and it's an OTC cough medicine in pharmacies, but it's also a supplement, an amino acid supplement in natural food stores. And it has an antioxidant effect, but it also turns out to affect or aid in endurance. This was a recent study that found it creates glutathione, which helps detoxify your cells, of course. But a group given 600 milligrams of N-acetylcysteine, that's usually the dose it comes in, either 5 or 600 milligrams, twice a day for a week saw a 7% boost in VO2 max, which is your aerobic capacity. And they also reported less fatigue during intense cardio output than the placebo group. So how about that? Natural Factors is the one I take. They have a lung, bronchial, and sinus formula, which it's great for your respiratory tract. That's why I take it. But it's also, in this case, good for endurance and stamina. So 2-3 times a day would be the dosage if you're taking the Natural Factors supplement, or you can take a straight NAC supplement one twice a day if it's a 600 milligram. And, you know, 500 milligrams, that's going to be probably close enough to the effective study dose. All right, exercise to be happier. Minimum number of minutes a week that you need to be happy, that you need to exercise, 150 minutes, which, you know, you break it down, that's about half an hour a day, right? And people say, I don't have half an hour a day to exercise. Come on, give me a break. You're spending 4 to 6 hours on your electronic devices. I mean, screen time, teenagers spend 9 hours these days. Not so much TV, but between their smartphones and computers and other devices, over up to 9 hours. How much happier people are if they're very active compared with inactive people? 52% happier if you're an active person than inactive. And of course, there's a lot of studies recently on the fact of that exercise can either prevent or alleviate depression. And then people who were sufficiently active when compared with those that were inactive. So, you know, just being moderately active, not very active, you're still going to be 20% happier. This is another result of a separate study. So between 20 and 52% happier, hey, I'll take that, whether you're moderately or very active. Okay, if you're a triathlete, that's being very active. That's more an elite athlete status. It could affect your testosterone. This was from the Journal of Human Kinetics. They found that testosterone dropped by nearly 50 points immediately after the triathlon. But 24 hours later, it was remarkably back up to actually slightly more than 50 points, which is really a fast recovery. So, you know, you've heard of these studies that found that elite athletes have lower immunity and can have lower testosterone if they overexert themselves. But actually, it has your body has a way of bouncing back and recharging. Okay, in the Journal of the American Geriatric Society, they found that walking speed is crucial to longevity. We talked about longevity in the first hour of the program. Of 4,000 older adults, those who walked at a snail's pace were at a high risk of dementia and early death, whereas another study showed that 30 to 45 minutes of brisk walking 3 times a week increased the areas of the brain most likely to deteriorate. So, I guess the hare beats the tortoise in the race for life, or race of life. All right, in matters of sexual health, HIV tests are slow to spot virus in people on PrEP. Now, I previewed this last week, and just to recap it, these were they caused some false tests for the virus to give false negative results for several months. The people on PrEP. Now, PrEP is pre-exposure prophylaxis. It's a combination of two drugs that reduce the risk of getting HIV. If you have unprotected sex, reduces it to supposedly almost zero. But there have been cases of individuals being infected with HIV, even though they took this combination of drugs. Well, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found that taking PrEP may delay detection of HIV infection by around 5 months in some of the tests. took 7 months before saliva could be detected, or that they could detect antibodies in people who were infected with HIV while on the PrEP, the drug therapy, which is supposed to prevent it, compared with 2 months in those not taking it. So they say that people on PrEP should be tested monthly instead, and the CDC is trying to develop tests that would pick up lower antibody levels. So stay tuned on that. And a new study in the International Journal of Cancer found that late night eating, you're going to want to listen to this, both men and women. Late night eating is associated with a higher incidence of breast and prostate cancer. Now, this research was from the Barcelona Institute for Global Health. What they found was that if men ate dinner at least 2 hours before going to sleep, they had a 26% decrease in prostate cancer compared to those eating immediately before bed. Now, women with the same eating pattern had a 16% decrease in breast cancer, you know, if they waited at least 2 hours before or after eating before going to bed. And then also worth noting was the decreased cancer risk with eating an early dinner. That was even more pronounced in morning people versus evening people. So if you're an early bird, in other words, a lark versus a night owl, it's even more critical that you not eat late. All right. So there you go. We have an abbreviated version of the Funny Bone Pharmacy. Let's see. Okay. Usually I promise a laugh and a half, but in this case it's just half a laugh because I only have a few. Oh man, I forgot to do the Funny Bone Pharmacy. Here's a few leftovers from last week, but recycled information, it's still good. A couple humorous t-shirt slogans. My luck is like a bald guy who just won a comb. All right, that's going to be me pretty soon with my growing forehead. Oops, did I roll my eyes out loud? I know people that have done that. And what about this one? Marriage, when dating goes too far. That's the result, I guess. And then finally, the reception area of the doctor's office was filled to capacity, but the doctor was working at a snail's pace. After waiting 2 hours, an old man stood up and headed for the door. And when everyone stopped talking to look at him, he announced, I guess I'll just go home and die a natural death. Yeah, you don't want to wait for the doctors. That takes too long. All right, that's it for these features. And when we come back, we'll have more information for your good health. Time to relax. Talking about rest, the 7 kinds of rest, and why every one of them is important to your health. Dr. Sandra Dalton-Smith joins us. She's an internist and author, and has been featured in various national newscasts and national publications and magazines. And we'll have her here on Dr. Health Radio in a matter of seconds right after this as Dr. Health Radio continues.
This is Anthony Hopkins with an important message about cancer prevention and treatment. Did you know that the right foods can help prevent this frightening disease? New studies show that fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and other high-fiber vegetarian foods reduce the risk of certain cancers, and they may even improve survival. Visit cancerproject.org or call 866-906-WELL. Brought to you by the Cancer Project, a non-profit organization advancing cancer prevention and survival.
With all the news about side effects of prescription and OTC anti-inflammatories, just launched is Xanthocin, a very potent yet safe anti-inflammatory supplement for health and longevity. Xanthocin is the result of decades of research on the natural compound astaxanthin, proved to support inflammatory health without the side effects. And Xanthocin is a pure and highly absorbed form of astaxanthin, endorsed by doctors and healthcare professionals for superior health and anti-aging benefits, backed by 1,500 peer-reviewed papers and over 50 human trials. It's also potent. In fact, just 2 capsules of Xanthocin with a meal equals 6 capsules of other astaxanthin products. So enhance your supplement regimen today by adding Xanthocin to support your inflammatory health and longevity. You can find physician-endorsed Xanthocin at all GNC locations in Hawaii and the mainland, or order it online at xanthocin.com.
Wow. Welcome back to The Cure for the Common radio show. David Snow with you. Hey, thanks for joining us and making us a part of your weekend. We do hope to make it healthy with the information we have for you this morning. In just a few minutes, we'll have Dr. Sandra Dalton-Smith on the line talking about rest and why you need to have all seven types of rest. She'll get into the different types, including emotional, spiritual, physical, mental, and other types of rest, as well as creative rest. That's going to be an interesting one to discuss. But in the meantime, here's a couple things that I didn't get to. In the first hour, we were talking just for a short period of time on alcohol. And here's a surprising way to drink healthier if you have to drink at all. To avoid overdoing it the next time you're having drinks with friends, skip the light beer or cocktails. And that, it may seem like they're healthier, right? That may seem counterproductive or an oxymoron. But a new study in the journal Health Psychology reveals that they can actually cause you to consume more alcohol in a single sitting. And that's because most folks tend to down these light beverages too fast. You know, hey, they're light. And whereas they sip the regular strength drinks a little more conservatively, shall we say. You know, kind of like low-tar and nicotine cigarettes. Years ago, they found that people compensate by sucking or taking deeper inhalations on the low-tar and nicotine cigarettes. And so they get just as much of a hit as of nicotine, if not more, because they're smoking the so-called light cigarettes. Okay, so much for that. All right, we have on the line our guest, Dr. Sandra Dalton-Smith. You've seen her on various network TV shows, and she's also featured in many magazines, women's magazines, as well as health magazines. And we welcome her to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Good morning, Dr. Smith. How the health are you?
Good morning. Doing well. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you. Thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule. Now, let's first of all talk about some of the most important aspects of rest. Now, you have a new book called Sacred Rest. What prompted you to write the book? Was it because patients that you were seeing were not getting the type of rest and the quantity of rest that they should be getting for optimal health?
That was a part of it, but honestly, my health journey with rest started with my own burnout story. I had gotten to a point in my career where I was very busy, and I was a mom with two toddlers and married, and all of it just kind of compounded on me, and I realized that I was going to have to do something different or make some changes if I wanted to keep up my same level of activity and still enjoy my life and not get to that point where I just was working without no fulfillment or satisfaction.
Mm-hmm. So what did you do first to rectify that situation?
Well, I hit rock bottom. I think that's where a lot of times
that's where you have to hit before you make major changes, right? Well, no matter
exactly
what it is in your life, it seems that way.
Yeah. Because otherwise, I felt like I was, doing like everybody else. I was grinding it out and making things work. And so after I got to that point, then it was a matter of trying to see, how to recover from that. I think that's where the subtitle comes from, Recover Your Life. I needed to figure out if the choices I had made had created this level of overwhelm and stress and chronic fatigue, that I could make some choices that could lead to an alternative life that was more satisfying, that left me happy and left me feeling like I was actually benefiting from the things that I was creating and doing.
Okay. Now, the first, first type of rest of the seven types of rest that you say are so important in your book, physical rest. We talk about sleep and the fact that you need quality sleep as well as the quantity of sleep, a certain amount necessary for good health. I purposely, just to let you know, I put myself as a guinea pig, and I stayed up till 3 this morning doing show prep so that people would know with my little glitches and everything what happens when you don't get enough sleep. So do tell, what are some of the consequences of not getting enough physical sleep?
Well, I think that's just like you said, one of the main things is that you're just not at your best.
Right.
You're more likely to have accidents. You're more likely to make mistakes, to be forgetful, to not be able to concentrate. You just don't feel the same. You don't, you don't come into it with the same level of energy and ability. And, honestly, about 40% or actually about a third of the population is sleep deprived. And so a lot of times what people think about rest, the first thing they think about is that sleep component. And it is a huge part of our health. But what I try to help people to see is that sleep and rest are two different things, because in the physical part of rest, we have it's divided up into the passive and the active. And so passive physical rest is things like sleeping and napping. But there is an active component to physical rest as well that helps you be able to have that deeper quality sleep. And that active physical rest is where we do things that help release muscle tension, where that improves our circulation, that helps our lymphatic drainage. So that's when we include things like yoga or stretching exercises or dynamic exercises that help improve our circulation. Things like leisure walks, not necessarily to build up your cardiovascular system, but really just to relax your body and to allow you to be able to get back to that state of just calm within your body.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about caffeine? Because, you know, it's no fair because I don't do caffeine. And so obviously, in fact, my producer said, excuse me while I get my cup of coffee. This is before we went on the air. I have to go heat up the coffee pot, right? But people that, like me, that, you know, don't want to cheat and do caffeine, I call it fake awake, by the way, caffeine. Is caffeine really a sleep substitute? And it seems like society uses it as such.
No, it's more of a crutch, if anything
yeah.
else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't have a problem with coffee or tea. I personally love coffee, but I think the thing is we have to enjoy it for the sake of what it is, you know, the flavors and all of that, and not have it become kind of an alternative medication that we're using to try to help make ourselves feel more awake and alive.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't have a problem with caffeine, but it definitely can affect you if you have difficulty sleeping, you know, particularly if you're getting caffeine later in the day. It takes at least 6 hours for most people to metabolize caffeine, for a lot of people even longer than that. You know, so if you're getting a mid-afternoon cup of coffee to kind of push through the afternoon slump, that could very well be affecting how deeply you're sleeping. You may not enter those non-REM stage 3 and 4 levels of deep sleep that you're desiring.
So British tea time, not so good. I mean, then 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon is not the best time. It's better to take most of your caffeine in the morning hours then.
Yeah, so give it plenty of time to. And unfortunately, a lot of people say, well, what about decaf? You know, I can do decaffeinated beverages in the evening. Well, decaffeinated is not caffeine free.
That's right.
So it still
mm-hmm.
has some caffeine, and you still have to metabolize that.
Mm-hmm. That's true, yeah. And, you know, people talk about having 5-hour energy, or 5 hours of energy, I should say. I don't want to mention any brand names, which I just did. But I want 16 hours of energy when I'm awake. Why just 5 hours of energy, you know? And the problem with those energy drinks is that I was telling somebody yesterday that I met, and I said it's like consuming caffeine is like using your credit card. People forget that they have to pay it back. You can't just use it and not have the consequences of not having to pay some kind of toll, if you will, for the use of the energy, or in this case, in the case of the metaphor of the money. A lot of times there's the downside of caffeine, and most of the time there is. Tell us about that, other than sleep deprivation or sleep quality. I mean, it really causes you to go on a blood sugar roller coaster, and you're an internist, so you are obviously aware of what goes on physiologically in the body with blood sugar and hormones and everything, and it really plays havoc with our health when we do that, get on the caffeine or blood sugar roller coaster.
It really does, and a lot of times, you know, that's the thing, where people aren't drinking black coffee, they're drinking sugar-loaded coffee, so you get kind of a double hit with
right.
the caffeine
mm-hmm.
and with the sugars, and unfortunately, you know, for most people, the caffeine, the what they're feeling is the effect it actually has on the cortisol system, and cortisol is what our body uses in our kind of our defense mechanism, the fight-or-flight response,
right.
So it kind of gives a little boost to those hormones that help us want to kind of wake up and to be alert, and so we can kind of respond quickly and do what we need to do to get out of a dangerous situation. And our bodies are typically already kind of in an over-excessive cortisol state, just because we tend to live in a very stressful, high-paced type atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like we really need the extra boost of cortisol, you know, and that's why we see so many people who are struggling with problems with anxiety, with palpitations and things like that, as well as increased blood pressure, those things that kind of are natural response to the cortisol levels going up, that becomes more of the norm. And that's a huge epidemic right now, the number of people who are dealing with what we call metabolic syndrome and
right.
internal medicine,
mm-hmm.
where their body is just kind of chronically being flooded with these high cortisol levels. And then it causes other side effects because you start, it's almost like your body turns into that of animals who have to live off high cortisol. You start depositing fats in places to have quick energy.
That's
well,
right.
Mm-hmm. We've got a food surplus. We don't need to store fat anywhere. So it just kind of creates this negative roller coaster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. And it's a vicious circle because a lot of people take caffeine because they didn't sleep well or they didn't get enough sleep the night before. And then, of course, as you mentioned earlier, it affects the sleep that night. And then the next day they need more caffeine because they didn't get sleep that, you know, that night either, as far as the mm-hmm. quality of sleep. And so it just goes on night after night, day after day. And then after years go by, there are consequences as far as low functioning adrenal glands, right? Because the adrenals, if you are under constant stress, you're going to eventually have hypoadrenia and other, and like you mentioned, blood sugar issues, metabolic syndrome and things like that. So really not a good thing. Let's shift, Dr. Smith, if we can, to from physical rest to mental. That's one of the seven on your list of the types of rest that we need. Mental rest. Now, are you talking about meditation or just relaxation or zoning out? What type of mental rest are you talking about?
All of the above, to be honest with you, because mental rest is that clearing up the cerebral space. So often we have our minds just kind of stay engaged, and we're constantly ruminating over thoughts and over situations and ideas. And, you know, that's a huge part for a lot of people, why they have difficulty falling asleep at night or have difficulty going from their waking hour to their sleeping hours, because when they lay down, all of a sudden their mind wants to conjure up all the stuff that they haven't processed during the daytime. And that cerebral chatter has to be quieted for us to really get to kind of a level of mental rest where we're not just allowing our head space to be consumed with negative thoughts that may be reoccurring, or with, for some people, something as simple as what they need to do the next day. Their to-do list
mm-hmm.
is popping up in their head as they're trying to go to sleep, things that they hope to not forget going into the next day.
Do you think having a pencil and paper near your bedstand or on your bedstand is a good idea, because then you put your thoughts on paper and then you can forget about it, because you don't have to keep it in your mind because you have it on paper for the next day to refer to? Is that a good idea to do? Yeah.
Absolutely. That's one of the key things that we recommend to people, is what we call mind dumping. And that's when you lay down at night, if there is a ruminating thought or something mm-hmm. that keeps popping up, that you have to be able to release it, because your mind wants to protect you. And part of that protection is not by not failing you by forgetting something. And so if you keep bringing it up, your mental process is that this is very important. So it doesn't want to let you down by just letting that thought flitter away. So it'll continue to hold it until it feels like it's safe to let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And so by putting it somewhere concrete, like a piece of paper, for some people that might be a journal, it's really doesn't have to be fancy. It just needs to be concrete, something that you can then pick up at a later date and look at, and your
mm-hmm.
mind knows, okay, it's safe to let it go.
Yeah, yeah. Now, and another thing is, if you can't sleep, experts say that you should get out of bed. Is that something you agree with or not?
Depends on why you can't sleep. Because for some people, because they don't do the restful activities throughout their day, which is what I teach, a lifestyle of rest, so that when you get to the bed to lay down, your body isn't just now trying to make the transition. For some people who try to go throughout their day, it's 10:30 and they're ready to go to bed, and they hop in the bed and they haven't, you know, they turn off their cell phone, they turn off the TV, they turn off Facebook, and then lay down, they're not going to, there hasn't been enough transition
That's
for the
right.
body to move
mm-hmm.
from sleep to rest.
Mm-hmm.
And so for them, sitting there trying to get their body to unwind, to get their mind clear, is going to take too much work. And they would be better off by getting up, spending 15 minutes with stretching in a dark room with quiet, kind of doing the necessary sleep ritual type routines that help ease a body into a more restful state mm-hmm. than just laying there tossing and turning.
Okay. And do you agree with experts also that, say, bedrooms should be only for sex and sleep, not for TV? And you know, you shouldn't have a TV in your bedroom, ideally. You shouldn't be on the computer, on your smartphone, or any other electronic devices once you get into your bedroom?
At nighttime.
Yeah.
Most people have the ability during the daytime. Let's say, for instance, if you're home and it's a Saturday and you and your spouse want to pop on the TV to watch something, I don't think that's going to necessarily make it so that you can't sleep that night.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is when you're doing it right before you go to bed.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, like I said, there's no transition. and the body, you know, isn't disciplined like that with rest. It has to be kind of wooed, really, into rest. Mm-hmm. And so if you try to just say, okay, well, you know, we just got done watching someone get murdered, you know, on
the
news.
I know. I can't believe it.
And now I'm supposed to go to sleep.
Exactly.
You know, that's hard. That's a hard transition to make. Or, Facebook is full of so much negativity and different things going on. And you look at that, and then you try to get that out of your mind. Well, you know, you've just read through 15 of your friends' news feeds. You know, that's hard to just automatically just release that.
Did you say Fakebook?
No.
That's,
I said Facebook.
That's what I call
that
it.
That might be appropriate,
no,
too.
I've always called it Fakebook. By the way, I'm not on Facebook or Fakebook. So you're saying in the morning hours it's okay. So I can still watch my Saturday morning cartoons, and that'll be fine.
Yeah, I find most people don't have an issue with that because, it can be fun to curl up in the bed with your kids jumping on the bed with you, that early in the morning.
Yeah. No, that's me. I'm watching the cartoons, not my kids. I don't have any kids. Actually, I don't have a TV either. I haven't had a TV for 15 years, even though I'm in media, but figure that one out. That's another program. Anyway.
That's sensory rest. You're actively practicing it.
Yes, there we go. Okay, I'll take that. Hey, Dr. Smith, we need to take a bottom of our station ID, and please stay with us. I have many more questions for you regarding your new book, Sacred Rest. We'll tell people how to get it, and we'll talk about your other publications and information as well. My guest, Dr. Sandra Dalton Smith, the author of Sacred Rest, Why the Seven Kinds of Rest Are Very Important, and if you miss any of them, you're going to be missing out on good health. So back after this with more information for your good health. Here on Dr. Health, I'm David Snow. Don't go anywhere if you want to stay healthy.
When it comes to probiotics, why do employees, managers, and owners of health stores recommend and personally take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the fastest-acting medicinal-strength probiotic. With patented stomach acid-resistant delivery, prebiotic stimulation, and guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity fast while providing all the long-term benefits of a superior probiotic supplement. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potencies or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without delivery, and more strains are not necessarily better. Theralac is optimally formulated for results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with guaranteed strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Is getting a good night's sleep a challenge? Fortunately, there's a superior fast-acting sleep formula called Tranquil Sleep from Natural Factors. This non-habit-forming supplement contains a unique combination of melatonin, 5-HTP, and L-theanine, which works in harmony with your body's natural sleep hormones. Tranquil Sleep can help you fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep sounder, and wake up refreshed, all without feeling drowsy in the morning. The key benefit comes from increasing the time spent in the deeper stages of sleep. It's only in these deeper levels of sleep that we truly experience the rejuvenation, regeneration, and recuperation that sleep provides. Even if you think you get a good night's sleep, give Tranquil Sleep a try. You might be surprised with how much better you've slept by waking up with more energy and enthusiasm to start your day. Learn more at naturalfactors.com.
By now, you've heard about the popularity of products containing cannabis-based CBD because of the many benefits people are experiencing by taking them. What you may not know, though, is there are other plants besides cannabis that contain these same cannabinoids. Emerald Health Bioceuticals, the global leader in the research and development of plant-based phytocannabinoids, offers you five dual-acting formulas for the results you expect. Choose from Bliss, Brain, Calm, Inflame, and Sleep. And no matter which doctor-formulated product you choose, you can feel confident that every one of Emerald's safe and effective science-based nutritional supplements are the best value for the price. So if you're someone who's looking for more vibrant health and energy, stop by your favorite health store today to check out the next big thing, the hot products from Emerald Health Bioceuticals, or check them out at emeraldhealthbio.com. Emerald Health Bioceuticals, the endocannabinoid company.
His name is Mr. Snow, and an upstanding man.
Ah, that would be me. Thanks for staying with us here on Dr. Health Radio. More information equals less medication, and it's your health information station. And a reminder, our show does rebroadcast tonight at 9 p.m. on the station you're listening to right now. And if you're just tuning in right now, our guest is Dr. Sandra Dalton-Smith, the author of Sacred Rest. Dr. Smith, if we don't get to it, I'm sure we will. We still have about 20 minutes left in the discussion, but tell us right now how people can get a copy of your book, Sacred Rest.
The book is available at all bookstores across America. Obviously, the quickest way probably is through Amazon, and I highly recommend that anyone who's interested in seeing which of the seven types of rest that they're most deficient in, they can take my free quiz at restquiz.com, and that's the quickest way to be able to get a complete synopsis of the seven types of rest and actually identify which of the seven might be negatively affecting your life.
So if somebody's really deficient in one of them, and I should ask you this after we cover all seven of them, but is that going to be a major health consequence for somebody? That if they're deficient in spiritual rest or social rest or one of the other key types of rest?
Yes, that's what I find is most people who take the quiz, what they come back with to me and say is that I knew something was off, but I couldn't identify it.
Okay.
I've been trying to get more rest, you know, in the form of sleep is how most people identify with rest. I've been trying to get more rest and trying to sleep more, trying to relax on the weekends, but they find that even in doing that, they still feel tired all the time. They still wake up with no energy. They just know something's off.
Mm-hmm.
And then once they're able to identify which type of rest it is that they're actually deficient in, then they can focus their attention on correcting that particular deficit. And that's the thing. Most people are trying to get more rest, but they're getting the wrong type of rest for what their body is needing.
And speaking of deficits, you really can't make up sleep in the way you can make up, a deficiency in your bank account or something like that. I mean, it's. I was talking to a firefighter last night, and he was saying that when they're out on a call or if he had to work the next day, and then he tried to make up. The sleep that he missed out on the night before, it really didn't work out that way. And some people try to catch up on their sleep on the weekends if they don't get sleep, enough sleep during the week. Is that really doable or are you really fooling yourself?
Yeah, sleep marathons don't really work as far as just replenishing your physical rest deficit. What's typically recommended is to do the things to unwind the body, because when you are chronically sleep deprived, you tend to have very major issues with muscle tension. Some people have it'll manifest as TMJ pain or jaw pain, grinding the teeth at
right.
Nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things we don't necessarily associate with sleep, but
uh-huh.
They're with a physical rest deficit, and that's what I'm saying. It's kind of a when you think about sleep, it has those two parts, the passive and the active, because you may not be able to necessarily catch up on the sleep, but you can relax those parts of your muscles that have become toxic because of the lack of sleep,
Then
in turn helps you to sleep better, because when you lay down at night, you're not automatically feeling, oh, my neck hurts, my back hurts.
Things
that keep you from being able to go into deeper sleep.
Okay. Oh, come on. Binge eating works, binge viewing works. Why doesn't binge sleeping work, for God's sakes?
Ha ha ha.
People would love it if it did, right? So, you know, and there, I'm sure you've heard the saying, you can sleep when you're dead. You know, that's
oh, yeah.
the people that don't get enough sleep, that's their response. And let's talk about, you know, we were talking about the physical aspects of sleep, but also the importance of rest and relaxation. And people say they don't have time to rest or relax. And Japan is a perfect example because for decades, finally, they're getting the message because of the death and the suicide and the chronic illnesses and everything that are the consequence of people living life in the fast lane and not getting enough quality rest. But let's talk about things like power naps and things that you can do to ameliorate some of the deficiencies that exist in the nature of our society, the modern society that we live in. If you live life in the fast lane, are power naps really effective, or is it better to take a nap in the afternoon, a so-called siesta, like the South Americans do?
Well, that's the thing. I don't think that's realistic for a lot of people, especially in our area, because, you know, in my job, if I tried to find a 15 or 20 minute break to break away to take a nap, I would never get it. And I think oftentimes when people look at sleep and rest and just that whole concept, it seems so undoable because we can't find a way to fit it into our busy schedule.
Well, plus we equate it with laziness, right? Oh, you're taking a nap. You're lazy today. So.
Right. The productivity part of rest is really not appreciated. And that's why for a lot of people, I think rather than try to focus on like power naps, it's just doing, first of all, kind of understanding that there are some things you can do in the middle of a busy day. Mm-hmm. Things like body fluidity, that's kind of a new concept that's being introduced into the business world. There's so many people who are working at desk or sitting for long periods of time doing work that requires computers and things like that. Well, body fluidity is that practice of not being in the same position for a prolonged period of time to prevent that sluggishness, to prevent the blood flow from settling, swelling, all of those things that come from being seated for prolonged periods.
Right.
And so it's a completely different mindset than a power nap, because even if you say you can't stop long enough to take a power nap, can you stand up and have a standing desk? Where you're, you know, standing for a period of time while you're working, and you're sitting. Maybe you're doing kind of a timed rotation where you are working for a certain period of time, and then you take a break and a timed break, not based on if you get the work done, because sometimes work never gets done. But a timed break where after 90 minutes you're going to stop and go take a walk to the break room,
That's
get a
right.
glass of water, since most people are also dehydrated. No one's drinking
anymore
water.
True. Yeah.
So you're kind of incorporating this in a lifestyle so that it doesn't just seem like it's something you have to do. It's just a part of your regular routine and day.
And sometimes being tired during the day, especially for people with office type of work or occupations, it's because they're sitting doing nothing physically. They might be very active mentally, but you know, it's they're tired from not doing anything, and energy begets energy. And if they got up and walked around, they would actually create more energy. You know, your body creates more mitochondria at the cellular level, and so it feeds upon itself. And you know,
that's exactly right. Yeah. And that's the physical. That's the active physical part of rest. Because when I tell people that there's something called active physical rest, they're like, "Isn't that like
an oxymoron?" Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, how does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Because the body is not meant to be stagnant for prolonged periods of time, except for when you're sleeping. So when we create that just sitting still for 8 hours and then hopping up and going home, that's toxic to us. We're not designed to function like that. And so getting up to go do a leisure walk, you know, it may not burn 500 calories, but it would do a world of good to your overall, how your body feels and how you feel, because it would create that energy.
Now, you're a board-certified internal medicine physician. You're not a sleep expert per se, but have you had any cases of any of your patients suffering from, well, there's sleepwalking, there's sleep sex, there's sleep eating, you know, going to the refrigerator, not remembering, you know, that you got a midnight snack last night? I mean, have you encountered any of that with your patients?
Not often. Typically, those patients, for me, would get referred out. By the time
they get to
the sleep disorders, they're typically being referred out. So that kind of goes beyond about my typical
your
stuff.
Area of expertise. Okay, let's talk about your third pillar in the seven types of rest, and that is spiritual rest, the capacity to experience, you know, whether you believe in God or a higher power, or you know, just the knowledge of something bigger than us, or you know, the spirit mm-hmm. world, if you will. I don't want to get too ethereal, or address that if you would.
And that's exactly right. For the most part, I look at it kind of as a global look at a higher power, mm-hmm. whatever that manifests for a person. But I think it's helpful for most people not to feel as if this is all there is, mm-hmm. because that gets to feel very desperate. And so looking at it more than just religion, which oftentimes isn't very satisfying, to look at it more as a relationship with the holy, the mm-hmm. relationship of something that is sacred. And that's really part where the title comes from, because I think rest is part of that sacred experience, is being able to pull back and withdraw for a moment from a world that says that unless you're doing, you're not worthy. Mm-hmm. And I think just being present makes you worthy. We don't have to prove anything to anyone. The fact that we're here means that you're worthy to be able to have rest and to experience joy and experience happiness. And I think sometimes it just becomes this kind of hamster wheel that we get on with life, where especially for high achievers and people who are kind of type A personalities, where they get caught up in this web of produce, and they never appreciate that sampling of what they produce. They never step back kind of take that, this is good. I can experience goodness in my life simply because it's in front of me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's well put. And then connecting with that, or connected to it, is our emotional health and our emotional rest. Now, that's the freedom to express your feelings, basically, and eliminating behaviors that are not conducive to our emotional health, be it codependence or other pathological cases or situations. So address, if you would, the emotional aspect of rest and the importance of that.
Yeah, emotional rest is that ability to just really speak your truth and to do so with without the fear of being judged. And I think it's really a big issue for people who have a tendency to have careers or are in positions where there is a level of expectation. Mm-hmm. If your job has kind of a persona that comes with it, or you know, people expect you to be a certain way in that position, there's an underlying level of stress that goes with that. And, you know, we do it in the sake of professionalism sometimes. For instance, as a physician, when I show up at the hospital, no one expects me to be cracking jokes in the ICU, except, you know, people who know me know that that's kind of my normal personality.
Oh, okay.
I tend to be one who's cracking jokes and things like that, but that's not going to come over well when I'm telling a family their family member's dying.
Sure, of
course. There's a level of professionalism that's required. I can't be myself fully in that regard, whereas, you know, we have a society that says we should be authentic at all times. Well, there are times when inauthenticity are part of our career. It's part of, we cannot fully be our authentic selves and still have it look professional.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a stress that's associated with that. And I oftentimes, when I'm talking with groups, for instance, I had a group the other day of homeschooling moms, and I was talking about, you know, physicians and lawyers and C-level positions and things like that, using them as example. And one of them said, well, don't leave us out, because when I show up at the soccer field, there's an expectation of what a soccer mom is like.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. And so I thought, you know what, she's right. And in every area, these expectations kind of keep a pull on our lives that keep us under a constant level of emotional stress, because we can't fully be ourselves around everyone. But the rest comes when we recognize those people who, when we are around them, we feel like we can say what we need to say without apology and without tapering it or making it pretty. Mm-hmm. You can just freely speak. And there's a peace that comes with that, because when those people talk to you or acknowledge you, you don't feel like it's phony, because they really know you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so it's the fact that you can't always be on, so to speak, but when you're off, and in other words, like, let me use the show as an example. You know, when it's showtime, you know, I have to be at a certain level, and, you know, everything has to flow in a particular manner. But after the microphone's off, I'm a different person, mm-hmm. To a certain extent. I mean, I have pretty much the same personality off the air as I do on. Actually, without a microphone in front of me, I have no personality at all. No, just kidding. That's what people sometimes say about hey, without caffeine, I have no personality at all. I have to have the caffeine to function or exist. No, that's not me. But anyway, I see what you're saying in that you have to be free to be yourself, but you can't always be yourself in our society. I mean, everybody has a role or an occupation to fill, and so depending on the situation and the time period, but you do have to have some off or downtime, so to speak. So, that's important, I think. Okay, Dr. Smith, we need to take one last break of the hour for our weekly health report from veteran TV news reporter Dick Allgaier. And when we come back, we have three more points to go on your seven types of rest: social, sensory, and creative. That's going to be my favorite, I think, at the end, the last one, creative. The experience of being inspired and liberating. But we'll hold that until after the break and be back with more information for your good health with my guest, Dr. Sandra Dalton Smith, the author of Sacred Rest. And we will be back right after this, but stay tuned now for this week's health report from TV news reporter Dick Allgaier.
The widespread belief that taking omega-3 capsules will help protect you from a heart attack, stroke, or early death is wrong, according to a large and comprehensive review of the evidence. Small amounts of omega-3 fatty acids are essential for health. Omega-3 fats are found in certain foods, most famously oily fish like salmon and cod liver oil, but a major review by the respected Cochrane Collaboration of all the well-conducted trials carried out internationally to test the effects of omega-3 involving more than 100,000 people says there's no evidence that the supplements do any good. Researchers say processed meats like bacon and hot dogs are bad for your mental health. According to researchers at Johns Hopkins, people who eat meats cured with nitrates are 3 times more likely to experience a manic episode. Apparently, nitrates added to food are associated with hyperactivity and insomnia. Ever feel like your doctor is in a rush to get you out the door when you come in for a visit? Well, you're not just imagining things. A new study finds physicians give a patient an average of just 11 seconds to describe their issue before cutting them off. Researchers said experiments in rats showed mania-like hyperactivity after just a few weeks on diets with added nitrates. I'm Dick Allgaier. That's this week's Health Report.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
Nine out of 10 doctors recommend Dr. Health Radio to their patients who listen to talk radio. Ask your doctor if Dr. Health is right for you. Hey, welcome back to the program. David Snow on your radio. My guest in this hour of the program, Dr. Sandra Dalton Smith, author of Sacred Rest, Recover Your Life, Renew Your Energy, Restore Your Sanity. Back to our seven types of rest, we are at number 5, social rest. Tell us about that, Dr. Smith.
Social rest is that rest that we get when we're around those people who revive us. And I think one of the key points about social rest is being able to identify when there are toxic people in your life.
Toxic people! Toxins in our life.
People.
Oh, no.
I think we've all had that experience where we maybe show up to work and you feel great, and then after being around certain people for a couple of minutes, you're like, we're ready to go home. So just
did you say a couple minutes or a couple seconds? No, just kidding. No, I know what you mean. I'm all too familiar with that, that's for sure. Fortunately, most people are not toxic, but some people are toxic and different situations, right? I mean, you can have a very pleasant person, but in an unpleasant situation, or if they're in a situation they don't want to be in, they become very toxic, or they can. So, but that's another program anyway. So, yeah, that's a good point to have the social rest so that we discern, or we have the wisdom to recognize the toxic people from the non-toxic people. That's for sure. And we want people supportive around us, right? We want to have that social support that really causes an anchor in our lives that is a building block, not something that breaks us down. So let me put you on the spot here, Dr. Smith, of the seven types of rest, what is your most challenging one as a board certified physician?
Honestly, the last two that we were about to talk about, sensory and creative, probably are. Sensory mainly being is because I'm constantly around stimuli. My job requires me to be constantly looking, right, evaluating. Mm-hmm. Here I am listening to people's heart sounds and their carotid arteries and all these different sounds. So I get a lot of just sensory overload.
Okay.
Even the fragrances, you know, I see 20 patients in a day, I have 20 smells in a day from different perfumes to colognes to aftershaves.
Oh my gosh.
So I just get a lot of sensory overload.
Yeah.
And so for me, I require a little bit of sensory rest throughout the day,
uh-huh,
going outside for some fresh air, getting out of the lights that we have in the office and getting some natural sunlight, just kind of allowing my senses to be detoxed.
Ah, that's interesting. Yeah. So electronics, background noise, light, as you mentioned, lights, especially the bright lights of some medical facilities.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And did you find that this was more challenging going through medical school, or do you find it now that you're in private practice more challenging?
I find it more challenging now just because of the emergence of electronic medical records.
Right.
I'm in front of a computer most of the day as well. You know, in medical school, I'm dating myself, but we used paper charts back then.
Yeah.
So, you know, I didn't have to deal with computers and electronics for the most part. So it has been quite a bit of a change.
I can't believe it. We're out of time. Creative is the last one. That was my favorite. We wanted to cover that, but we don't have time. Can you tell us how to get your book once more?
Sure. Go ahead and visit restquiz.com. That's the quickest way. And my website is ichoosemybestlife.com.
Restquiz.com. And Sacred Rest is the name of the book. Thank you so much, Dr. Sandra Dalton-Smith, for being with us.
Thank you. Take care.
All right. Thanks for being with us today. Join us again next week, same time, same station, for another edition of the program. Until then, I'm David Snow, reminding you that it isn't how long you live, it's how you live long. Aloha. Have a healthy week.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.